Shortly after midnight, on June 12, 1963, civil rights organizer Medgar Evers pulled into his driveway in Jackson, Mississippi. He stepped out of his Oldsmobile carrying shirts that read, "Jim Crow Must Go." And then...
In a vacant lot about 40 yards away, a sniper fired a single shot from a high-powered rifle at Evers' silhouette.
Today marks 60 years since that assassination. Evers became a national civil rights martyr. He was 37. NPR's Julian Ring has this remembrance.
Only a few hours before Medgar Evers was killed, President John F. Kennedy had addressed the civil rights movement on TV. Now, one of its most prominent figures was gone, murdered by a member of the Ku Klux Klan, who wouldn't be brought to justice for more than 30 years. While civil rights leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. pushed for equality across the U.S., Evers focused his efforts on his native Mississippi. He worked as the NAACP's first field secretary in that state.
Don't shop for anything on Capitol Street. Let's let the merchants down on Capitol Street feel the economic pinch.
Evers led boycotts of white-owned businesses. He held voter registration drives for Mississippi's black population. And he fought to overturn segregation in public spaces, like during this direct action campaign in Jackson in May 1963.
We'll be demonstrating here until freedom comes to Negroes here in Jackson, Mississippi.
This was just weeks before he died. One of Evers' most famous moments of activism came when he applied to law school at the all-white University of Mississippi. After the Supreme Court ruled in Brown v. Board of Education that segregation in public schools was unconstitutional, he partnered with the NAACP to see if the new law was being enforced. It wasn't. Evers was rejected because of the color of his skin. But he carried out a long campaign to integrate the university, paving the way for future generations of black students. Evers' growing stature as a black leader attracted hostility from white supremacists. Here's his widow, Merle Evers Williams, speaking to NPR in 2013.
Medgar became number one on the Mississippi to kill list. And we never knew from one day to the next what would happen. I lived in fear of losing him. He lived being constantly aware that he could be killed at any time.
Despite receiving violent threats, Evers often spoke of his affection for home. He wrote an essay titled "Why I Live in Mississippi," which was published in the November 1958 issue of Ebony Magazine. His older brother, Charles, read an excerpt on NPR.
"It may sound funny, but I love the South. I don't choose to live anywhere else. There is room here for my children to play and grow and become good citizens, if the white men will let them."
Charles Evers was himself a civil rights activist who helped transform Mississippi politics. He became the state's first black mayor of a biracial town in 1969 and carried on his brother's legacy.
I said it many years ago, if we could ever end the violent racism in this state, it'd be the greatest state in the world to live. And now, Medgar, I know you're gone, but I'm telling you, son, it's come to pass.
The assassination of Medgar Evers, June 12, 1963, 60 years ago this week.
But they laid Medgar Evers in his grave.
Julian Ring, NPR News.